It's a brand new version of an age-old love story that has a very unhappy ending.
It's Eurydice and Orpheus, written in 2012, hot off the press. Just finished in the middle of October.
When he says hot off the press, Eugene Ginger refers not to the myth, but to the musical composition written by Dr. William Wieland of Aberdeen. The composition is a programmatic suite in six movements, going through the major events of the myth. It is just one of many Ginger will play in Hot Springs, but it is by far the saddest. The story begins with the wedding of Eurydice to Orpheus, a great musician who sang and played lyre and could charm rocks as well as people. Wieland portrays the wedding with this movement, Bliss, played by Eugene Ginger. But the joy of the day is short-lived.
On the way home from the wedding ceremony, Eurydice is set upon by a satyr and then bitten by a snake and dies. And then that's followed by despair, which is Orpheus's feeling of numbness. And then, of course, Orpheus decides he's going to go down into the underworld to convince the powers that be to release Eurydice back to him.
Ginger says this movement, called Descent, written as a canon, is compositionally the most momentous.
And of course, it's a descent, and so the music goes down the piano, very ominous, and it's filled with trepidation of going into the underworld, which is a dark and shadowy place. And then the right hand is in canon with it, but at a very unusual distance, 4.5 beats later.
That light right hand is the shadow following Orpheus, who is signified by the theme played with the left hand. When Ginger plays this part, his hands cross over one another, sometimes very tightly, his fingers playing a game of Twister on the keyboard. When he arrives in the underworld, Orpheus strums his lyre and sings to the rulers in this movement called Persuasion.
They are totally charmed, of course, and agree to let Eurydice go back with Orpheus under one condition, and that is that he will not look back at her.
And then begins the movement Ascent, which is the descent theme played backward. Listen and you'll hear bits of the first movement, Bliss, coming back in also to indicate the couple's complete joy at reunion.
But then in the legend, something distracts Orpheus and he looks back. Eurydice is gone, this time forever.
Then the suite closes with the dirge, which is a variation on the earlier despair, but with more intensity.
You can hear Orpheus strumming his lyre in a very anguished way, and there are figures that actually sound like shrieks of grief, and then it just dies away to nothing. In South Dakota, we tend to think that all composers are dead, but they're not.
Eugene Ginger debunks the idea that classical composers must wear powdered wigs and ruffled collars.
We have some very excellent composers in South Dakota, and Dr. Wieland is one of them. The first movement, Bliss, was completed months and months before the rest of the piece. And so I took that out in public in August in Wessington Springs, and the audience just went wild. They gave Dr. Wieland a standing ovation. He was there.
Ginger says he has premiered other original compositions, which has challenges and advantages. When he plays a piece that's never been played before, he can't listen to how someone else has played it, so learning it is an uncharted voyage. On the other hand, he has been able to communicate with the composer, something not possible when playing Beethoven. When the composer is still alive, the composition is a living work, subject to modifications.
Dr. Wieland has already open that possibility that when he hears it, he might like to revise some things. So it's an ongoing process.
But don't look for the composer to make changes in the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice. That story just does not have a happy ending. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in the Black Hills.